today in our first reading, one of the things that you realize in Hebrews is it says that God spoke to man in partial and varied ways, but then he speaks to us through the Son. And so much of our faith, so much of our, even our liturgical year is about the passage of time. You know, we just passed through Advent and then the Christmas season, and it is kind of surreal for me all of a sudden. You know, we have these visible signs. You know, once I put on green vestments again, I'm like, oh, we're here already in ordinary time. It's an amazing thing about watching the passage of time. But then we realize that when Jesus comes into the world, one of the things that he does primarily is as soon as he starts his public ministry, he says, repent and believe in the gospel. The kingdom of God is at hand. Or the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. And so he tells us as soon as he starts preaching that the time is right now. The time is today. I know that many of you out there that are familiar with the recent book, The Warning, and some of you who read that book, and it's very easy to get caught up in when the second coming of Christ will come, especially when times are difficult, because everybody's just like, Lord, let it be like now. you know, it's like, let it be soon. Because I don't like the times we're living in at times. You look around you and you see things that you don't like. And so you wish for Jesus' coming sooner rather than later. But the important part about this aspect is that even when Jesus was preaching over 2,000 years ago, he was telling us that the time is right now. Because ultimately, everybody will have an illumination of their conscience. The idea is that once you're dead, it's too late to change anything. So you need to do what you need to do for salvation right now, today. So he's like, this gospel message that you've received, it's important to put it in action right now. And so his message has always been, there, kind of like, there is no tomorrow. So you have to live with this gospel message in your heart right now, today. Because he doesn't give us a time. In fact, he tells us that we won't know the time or the hour or anything like that. So it's not something that ultimately is worth dwelling on. We have to have an awareness of our conscience right now. We have to purify our conscience right now in the present. And then ultimately, he chooses specific people to do that. I'm still shocked that I'm one of them. You know, it's just one of these things when you look at the mirror sometimes, and I even see my collar, that I'm surprised to be one that was called to preach the gospel. And one of the things that was a tradition at the North American College is when you finish and you're about to go back to your home diocese, they have everybody at the final banquet of the year stand up. They call you by name and you stand up. And basically what they say is they will say, you know, Reverend Peter Julia, sent to preach the gospel in the Archdiocese of Portland and Oregon. You know, and then they'll call out each man. And that's how we're sent off from the college, that we're sent to preach the gospel to the people in our diocese. And I was at the Archbishop's Discernment Retreat this weekend to hear confessions. And that was a retreat that I attended twice myself. And again, it's another tradition that we have in this archdiocese for men who are discerning the priesthood to go and to be able to talk to the archbishop and talk to one another. In fact, that's where I met Father Brent Crow for the first time. And that's also where I met, some of you might know, Father Rick Lefebvre, who's at St. Pius. I met both of those men at that retreat. And then, amazingly enough, the current vocation director, Father Jeff Irvin, who was there at this retreat, when he was on his pastoral year as a deacon at the cathedral, my home parish, he told me about this retreat called the Archbishop's Discernment Retreat. And so I found myself standing there, and then who else was sitting there that day? One of the discerners, of whom I said, have you ever thought about being a priest? You know, so these things are passed on, and there's this overlapping network of people that do this. Some of you have done that for me. Like I said before, you've pointed out, have you ever thought about being a priest before? And so, and it's because the kingdom of God is at hand. And we need to repent and we need to believe in the gospel right now. But we do need specific people to do that. Jesus called specific people to do that. And so during this year, this first day of ordinary time, if we just continue to pray for vocations, continue to pray for those brave men that were there that day, that have all kinds of inadequacies and difficulties and brokenness in their lives, but they also have all kinds of talents and abilities and a great overwhelming love for our Lord Jesus Christ that brought them there to think about being a priest in difficult times in the church. So continue to pray for that. But more than anything else, embrace the gospel right now. Repent of your sins right now, because that's what God calls us to do. That's what Jesus was calling people to do in his day. And nothing has really changed. It's to be prepared right now to embrace all the values that the gospels teach us. God bless you all today.